Welcome back to the Criminal's Guide to Success. You need to fail. That's it. It's over. You just came home? Let's get serious. I've given you guys a couple options on what to do, how to get going, how to sneak by. But the ultimate thing you need to do, no matter what advice you take from me, is you need to fail. I was always afraid of failure. I always thought people would look at me different. I didn't want that defeat. You know, I just came home, man, even the sucker ass little interviews I did, they were horrible, but I never took them as a type of gratitude. I never took them as a type of learning condition, right? Where in my head, I was like, all right, don't do that again. But in my head, I should have been like, okay, I just learned that I can't do that again. You get the difference? The point of this is, if you're not failing this year for the next year, you're wrong. If you are not throwing in a fucking application at Google or Facebook just to see a fucking responsive no, you're wrong. Now, I say this shit because you think it's counterintuitive, like you're wasting time. But you need to condition yourself. Number one, you need to learn that you're going to fail. Now, we've already failed big time, right? Prison's no joke. We lost, right? But that doesn't mean we don't get back up. That doesn't mean we have to take this route. Oh shit, now that I got a felony check on my record, I can't fucking go get the job or do the shit I want. I'm out here right now doing exactly what I should be doing. And I guarantee you, I didn't have to tell them. I didn't have to tell them that I was a felon. I'm in talks with people that would probably blow your fucking mind. Like, yeah, right. How the fuck? All right. Now, I'm not smart. I sold drugs my whole fucking life. When I say my whole life, I'm saying since I was 14 years old and my brother threw me a fucking couple ounces of fucking shit weed, right? And I can't stress enough that I'm not the guy that you think I am. You know, I'm not the guy that, you know, oh, I got in a little petty crime. Like, I blew trial and they smacked me with 6 to 12 years. Do you understand that? I'm nobody important, but I can sit here and promptly tell you today that you will make it, no matter what your background is. If you have something right now that you're passionate about, go fail, okay? I can't stress enough. There's things called Facebook ads that you literally create a Facebook account, you create a Facebook page for whatever product or service you want to sell, and you can put $10, $100, doesn't matter, into that, and you can start learning how to research and how to, you know, reach the audience you think you want, or you can just at random, just put an ad up on Facebook, and people will see you for whatever product or service you want. Instagram, you can have sponsors, you can fucking call people and tell them, hey, or not call, but direct message them inside Instagram and say, hey, how much would it cost for you to shout me out, my product out? How much? All these things you should be doing. Learn the game. The game isn't social media either. It's the path. It's the tool, right? But the game is right now that you should be for the next year to accept that everything you try this year, you are going to fail, okay? And I'm not saying this because I want you to feel like a failure. Not at all. I want you to not drag out the inevitable, where not everything's going to be a, holy shit, I got this. It's hard work, okay? So you need to fucking go out there. You need to make that phone call to that job, okay? Not the one you want. God, don't mismatch my fucking recommendations here. But I'm saying call 15, 20 jobs that are like the job you want. Other ones that might even be your backup, all right? Call them, okay? Be prepared. Write them after you fucking put in your application. If you get the interview, great. If not, ask them why and start learning. Start building experience and failing so you know what not to do. And this is a priority, okay? On social media, start reaching out to people, okay? Don't be a hermit. Don't just post your own posts, okay? Start commenting on other people's posts about whether you liked it or disliked it, okay? Be the person that gathers information, okay? But this next year, I don't want you thinking, oh, it's going to take me 2 years to get this or 4 years to get an education or this, that, or the third. I just want you to fail. I just want you to go out there and try. And for a lot of you, surprise, not all of those are going to be failures. That one thing that you thought was going to fail, whether it was an idea or a job interview or whatever, you're going to be shocked how far you go. And the minute you start realizing that failure is just a part of life, and you start treating them like lessons learned instead of, oh, woe is me, and I'm a fucking crybaby. One thing I can't stop thinking is, we fucking went to prison, dude. Like, we went to prison. Dude, we failed. You're going to sit there? You're probably not listening to this if you fucking thought that was it, but are you going to sit there and think there's anything worse than that? Do you think a no from a boss or a CEO or a social media influencer or a fucking college or a friend or a family member, you think any of that is going to hurt you? So I want everybody to put their fucking hats on, and I want you to go out there and do it. Go fucking apologize to that person, okay? And see how it feels to be not accepted, okay? Go on those social media Facebook groups and start telling them you need help crafting your skill, or you need tips on where to get information for fucking, you know, pursuing your career, or how to build your product, okay? Start failing, okay? Because you'd be surprised at how little you really will fail. And if you treat everything like you're going into it, not going into it like, oh, this is bullshit, still prep yourself, still be fucking courageous. But if you go into everything thinking it's just going to be an answer of a no, you're through the worst part of it. That fear is shit, dude. It's nothing. You go in, you fucking ask for the job, they say no. Why not? Because you look a certain way. Because we're not hiring right now. Because you don't meet our expectations. Because you don't have this skill. Okay? You jot that down, mental note. Take a notebook with you. Who gives a shit? Learn from it. Build from it. Keep executing, though. The worst thing you could do is not try. And that's what I'm trying to get from this. Not trying is failing, okay? Failing is learning. And these are the steps you guys need to start taking, and girls alike. Like, everybody needs to start getting on this mentality. Because I guarantee you, dude, I've met so many smart people in prison. I've met so many people that just, they did the same thing I did. They found the wrong hustle, okay? But you're home, or you're coming home. The time is now. There's no time. Who the fuck wants to relax? You just had years to relax in prison. Start failing. Stop thinking everything's going to be a fucking, oh, if I just plan it precisely and take my time and do that. No, start executing. Okay? Save your top-notch jobs or your top-notch shit. Put them to the side. And then find 20 that are just like that. Find 100. You have a year. This whole next year, I want you guys to start executing. Okay? Get to the very end of whatever you want to happen, and then find out why it was told no, and then fucking build on that. Build yourself a foundation. Wouldn't it be more exciting that you think you're going to go in and hear no? You give it your all anyway, just like, fuck it, you know what? I'm who I am, and I know I deserve this, and they're going to say no, so fuck them. I'm still going to show them that they're missing out on the best goddamn employee or the best goddamn investment they could have got, right? And then you go in there, and they say yes. They see your passion. They see your drive, your will to fucking learn, your will to succeed, right? Let's try not to commit any crimes while doing, you know, this, but, like, I'm not saying catch somebody at their house and fucking, you know, but just execution. Start writing down when you failed, why you failed. Keep a log. And I know it's hard. I know it's hard to pick up your phone and fucking grab Google Keep and just jot down a fucking to-do list of, you know, what failed that day. I mean, God forbid, who wants to keep a journal, right? Well, successful people do. Are you a success or are you a failure? Okay? And you executing after listening to this podcast is going to show what you really are. No one's a failure except for when they admit defeat. You know what I mean? So, I've been through it too. Like, I'm not just rambling here. Like, I'm fucking freestyling on this goddamn podcast a lot. And a lot of the shit I've been thinking up is just shit I've went through and shit I wish I would have done earlier. I remember first coming home, I just needed a job. We'll get into that another time. But, you know, after I started realizing failure is just a step forward, not a step back, it's fucking shocking how much shit came to pass, you know? When I thought my only goal was to work for somebody else, you know? when I thought that was a real fucking thing, where I was just like, let me just be the number, you know, number 8 there, at that, you know, and then I realized that I am a number 1, you know, I realized that people would want to buy stuff from me, other than drugs, but, I mean, that, and I'm failing all the time still. That's another thing, there is no stopping, okay? I remember when I first got an $80,000 job, I was like, I didn't feel it. I didn't feel success. I didn't feel done, right? So I kept moving. I built a company from that. From that, because I realized it wasn't the money I wanted. It was, I don't know what it was. It was the drive of to keep trying other stuff. And I've lost. I've lost. I've been told no millions of times. I've fucking been to hell and back, right? But I've learned from everything, and I'm still executing. Right after this podcast, I'm going to go execute some more. I know a couple people that would be fucking happy to tell me no. So I'm going to go fucking reach out to those people. You want to know why? Because maybe I'm wrong. So I hope you guys got something from this. This is the Criminal's Guide to Success. Please, wherever you see this, wherever you listen to this, if you get any information, follow me on the podcast, subscribe, find me on Instagram, okay, the Pro Convict, T-H-E-P-R-O Convict, probably should have spelled the last one for a lot of us out there, but I'm on Twitter, the Pro Convict, okay, follow me, subscribe, shout me out, ask me for help, ask for advice, for feedback, or don't, tell me I'm a piece of shit, tell me I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, let's engage. Okay, let's start talking. Let's form a plan to get you guys to where you need to be. All right, this is the Pro Convict. I'm out. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.